95, The Tap.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Matt Piper in New York. At least 89 people have been killed from fires in Maui, Hawaii. Governor Josh Green says the state has secured rooms to temporarily house displaced residents and incoming support staff.
We've already secured 1,000 rooms. 500 rooms will go to families that have been displaced because of the terrible fire. Another 500 rooms to go to support.
Correspondent Jonathan Gigliotti says there are many questions locals have for officials.
Along with no sirens, residents here say the power had been cut off, meaning they had no access to radio or to television. They also say they never received a single text alert.
Officials say the power was never turned off, but likely knocked out by the wind. It's unclear if a spark ignited the blaze.
It was fight or flight with no warning whatsoever.
Officials say the majority of the confirmed dead were trapped while fleeing on foot. Tonight, state and federal teams are combing through neighborhoods of ash, looking for the remains of those who, without warning, never left their homes.
Presidential hopefuls, including former President Trump, made the rounds at the Iowa State Fair. The crowd seemingly undiminished by three criminal indictments now facing him. CBS's Christina Ruffini.
Yesterday, a federal judge in Washington granted the Department of Justice request to limit what Trump can say about sensitive material involved in the case. And on social media today, Trump lashed out at the Fulton County, Georgia DA, calling her racist and phony Fannie Willis. Willis is expected to file separate election interference charges by the end of the month.
The national high Saturday was 110 degrees in Vernon, Texas. A lot of places are still dealing with high temps. Chris Voss is director of emergency management for Multnomah County in Washington.
Marion.
This is an event where we are seeing the temps up and likely to see over 100 degrees and potentially for more than one day. We definitely want people to consider what they're doing and when they're doing it.
That's in Oregon. A Kansas newspaper says its co-owner has died following what it called an illegal raid of her home. The Marion County Record says 98-year-old Joan Meyer was in good health. Our Allison Keys with what led up to it all.
Marion County Record owner and publisher Eric Meyer says police seized computers, cell phones, and reporting materials from the paper's office, its reporters, and Meyer's home. Meyer claims police were motivated by a confidential source who leaked documents to the paper about a restaurant owner who has been convicted of driving drunk, which would hurt her efforts to get a liquor license for her business. The Marion, Kansas Police Department says it did not break a federal law protecting journalists from search and seizure.
This is CBS News.
Hire with minimal effort and max speed with Indeed. Their hiring solution platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates efficiently. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Tired of hearing the same top 40 songs over and over and over and over? Try some local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Max Inc. Radio on the Civic Media Radio Network just after 8 o'clock.
And the lead runs out of the pencil. Best not to be in the same vicinity as the enemy is fired with the mental fire. I don't gotta hate up on anybody just so I can get ahead. It's lame and simple. Insane, but it's simple. Even with the good memories and the pain that we've been through. I claim my temple. So I separate to make a better change when it's meant to. Man, I won't let nobody hinder my potential. Never. Working towards a better means what I'm into. Yeah. Working being efficient is so essential. Yeah. And you get to go where you know that your purpose sent you. But I can't go with you. Nah. Because now I'm on a different path. And I don't want to resent you. Nah. But I won't dispute the math. That'll be my self-subtraction. Gone. But I won't be cut in half. I won't. I remove every distraction so I can build up my craft. I can never become hateful. Nah. Because you reap the hate you cast. For real.
So I keep remaining faithful to the point that life's a blast. But the more I'm truly grateful for the greatness of our past.
I am.
That day was faithful. Crazy how things change as time has passed. No matter what happens, and I keep staying active.
Active.
You can make a face, but I face the face of truth to stay proactive.
Proactive.
I wouldn't even entertain the idea we cannot be interactive.
Active.
Every moment has its own purpose. Many actions are reactive.
Reactive.
I don't overexert. I said I know when to go subtract.
Subtract.
You make the tension worse when you try to keep your feelings captive.
Captive.
Many feelings get hurt when captive. Wonder why some get so passive.
Pass.
I can be cold as CO2 because my compassion gets so massive.
Mass.
I believe it's crucial to always analyze it. Every facet,
yeah.
I don't play with life, face the music. If I don't feel it, I'm tacit. Taking new wisdom, then pass it.
On God.
Any old issues, I'm past it.
On God.
My emotion, no need to mask it. With the drama in the casket.
Casket.
Putting my eggs in one basket, getting ready to hatch it.
Hey.
Basking tranquility, we got the ability to bury the hatchet.
Yeah.
We had to scratch it, dispatch it, track it in case you track it. I'm a living madness, this is attachment, and move up the bracket.
Maxine Radio on Civic Media, that we are local music, that's Herd of Bison, Storm Rolling In. How you doing, everybody? Welcome to Maxine Radio on Civic Media, broadcasting statewide on the Civic Media Radio Network. And Terry, you
yes.
have the honors of introducing our next guest.
Oh my gosh, this is amazing. Of course, you just played Herd of Bison. Herd of Bison is here. Right now, they are in the studio, brand new studio, our first time. And you guys, it's so good to see all of you. Thanks for being here. Of course, we have Ben Lacuda. He is our Wisconsin connection to this band. So, Ben, you may know him. He also plays with the Cuz. How about you introduce all of your bandmates here?
Sure. So,
okay.
Standing next to me is Delaney Glyman.
Hi.
We got Francisco Moncayo.
Hello.
And Paul Fascino.
How you doing?
Paul is from Paul is from Long Island, New York.
Oh, perfect.
You're from Long Island.
Yes, yes. There it is. Rocker's
Classic.
Originally from New York, so yeah. there you go.
The G is not yep. silent, everybody.
I've been outed.
Yeah. Frank, oh. Frank is from Monterey. Mexico.
Oh, very cool.
Correcto.
And Delaney's from Connecticut.
Okay, so you guys are all together here in Wisconsin right now because you're making some new music. Tell us how this week has been and what you've been doing. And in fact, when I talked to you, Ben, a couple of hours ago, you guys were still jamming,
That's
working
true.
On it.
We came right from rehearsal to get some food at Ian's Pizza, and then we came right here.
How's the week been?
Oh, wait, real quick. I got to say something about the pizza.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I was just going to ask you what slice you had there.
Let's hear it.
There was no regular pie. I went in there. I said, "Could I have a cheese slice?" And like, "Oh, we're all out." And I said, "How?" And I felt really bad, but I immediately just said, "Give me like a pepperoni and sausage. And it'll be okay."
How was the pepperoni and sausage?
It was pretty good.
Yeah.
I liked it.
Yeah.
You're from New York, so you probably like the thin crust, right?
Foldable. Paul said it was a 2.3 out of 5, but he also said that because they didn't have just a normal cheese slice, that he was the maximum he was going to give was 3.
Hey, don't make me look like a villain over here.
What can I say? It wasn't. I tend to agree. It wasn't New York pizza.
Oh, of course, you
guys. You're not a villain, but you are a menace.
Whatever.
Okay, tell us about the week. Yes. I mean, you are trying to cram a lot in 1 week when you're all together here. How's it going?
It's going well. Yeah, we are currently rehearsing. So next Tuesday, we're going to be doing a video shoot for our new album. Our new album is one continuous 40-minute piece of music.
Wow.
And that means that when we try to do the video shoot for it, we have 3 takes to get a 40-minute piece of music right.
Yes. Only 3 it. Takes.
Yep. Only 3 takes, yep.
And it's also not an easy 40-minute.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
No, oh my gosh!
The switch between ranges in my voice is.
Get up on the microphone.
Yeah. I don't know why I let this dude do this to me.
Wow. Okay, so you have to be done basically when the song is done. Your time is done. You're done. You're all leaving too. You're all going back to Boston. What is your goal right now with all of this?
Well, I mean, we're gonna, you know, after we get, so the other thing that we're doing this week is we're trying to get as much of the studio version recorded as we can.
Oh, yeah.
And that way, you know, we can put out the album. So we'll eventually have the studio version coming out, and we'll have the video version coming out. And
good.
Just like any artist that has original music, the goal is going to be to market it and, you know, get it in the eyes and ears of as many people as we possibly can.
Awesome.
Yeah. And the studio cut is going to be the same 40-minute one song.
Exactly. Yeah. So in the studio version is going to eventually, when the album comes out, it'll be split into 9 songs. So you don't have to listen to all 40 minutes if you don't want to.
I was like, how are we going to play that, Jimmy? 40 minutes.
And I think that probably the videos will come out in the same way. They'll be split into 9 different videos. But yeah, I mean, we'll put them up in a playlist. That way, if anybody wants to listen to all 40 minutes, they can.
So you're like, how can we top Tool?
Kind of, yeah.
Oh.
I mean, I definitely grew up on Rush and Genesis and all those people who wrote songs that are too long.
Is there is there vocals throughout the 40 minutes, or is it just a long extended jam session?
No, there's vocals throughout.
Throughout?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's what, like
get up 5? On them. Get...
Oh, yeah. Like 5 of the 9 songs that I'm on.
Okay.
So it's really fun. I mean, Paul and Ben and I, we've been working on a bunch of new melodies for vocals, and we just cranked out a song today. So it was really fun.
How long do you sing for in one particular, like the longest song on there? Like how long of a vocal session do you have?
The Fallout, I mean, how long is the Fallout?
Fallout's probably 4.5-ish minutes.
4 minutes.
Mm. Fallout's about 4.5 minutes. Well, that's the longest I sing for.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Jeez.
And then the song right after that, so there's 2 people in the band that are not here. Mm-hmm. We have our bassist, Nick Kierstead, and our rapper, Roman.
It's my brother.
Yeah, Roman.
Also from Long Island.
So the song right after Delaney sings for 4.5 minutes, Roman raps for about 3.5 minutes.
Jeez.
Rumor has it, Roma's also very picky about his pizza.
There's an insane instrumental section.
Wow.
Yeah, there is a pretty crazy instrumental section in between the two.
I bet. Oh, my gosh. Jimmy K, are we going to play Surrender? Is that the song that's coming up?
We are. So give us the details one more time when the new stuff is dropping.
Please,
and when are you guys playing live? Are you guys playing live? I want to see this live.
I keep bugging him about that.
As soon...
Yeah, when are we playing live?
We will play live as soon as we can book a gig.
All right. So they're book just going to play the Beatles for the time being.
Either that, or we'll just get up there and play 2112 on repeat.
Oh, nice. How can we keep track so that when you have shows, when your videos are out, when your music's out, that we can get our hands on everything?
Follow us on social media.
There you go.
Social media. It's going to be Herd of Bison, and Herd, by the way, is spelled H-E-R-D.
Yeah.
So it's the noun Herd of Bison, not I've heard of bison.
I had heard of bison though, you know what I mean?
I think I made that joke last time I was here too.
I mean, you did
Ben.
Yeah, yeah.
His grammar lessons with Ben. Thank you. You make me feel really insecure right now.
Oh my god.
Don't you know?
Hey guys, thanks for stopping in by the studio.
You guys.
It's our first night here. Thanks for breaking it in and
Yeah.
Spilling the beer all over the place. We appreciate
that.
It's great to meet
it's been a pleasure.
The band. It's great to meet all of you in the band. Thanks for doing this with us. Here's and your... come back after everything's yeah. out.
Keep we us posted.
Yeah. yeah. Okay.
We Rocker will book you in the Devil's Lair.
18 hours.
Oh, it's a party. It Civic is. Media. This is Surrounded Herd of Bison on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
By a lot of carbon dioxide when I go outside. You mask your face but expose your pride. I look at the news, somebody else just died. You look at the numbers and wonder how many people lied. Look at the time, I can see that you just cried. It's too much for everybody to stay inside. Now you gotta go somewhere even after being denied. New rules that people never abide by. It's like I'm in a crazy movie in sci-fi. You gotta get tested before I give you the Wi-Fi. Your temperature peaking, I have to give you a side eye. Aside from people that favorably sanitize, giving me 6 feet and won't ever analyze. The world never ceases to scandalize. And maybe that's a part of who I become. So surrounded,
surrounded,
grounded,
grounded,
founded,
dumbfounded,
astounded,
astounded,
discounted,
discounted
by the government,
by the government.
So they try to propose a new covenant. I'm still a well-rounded individual, man. Thanks for the stimulus residual, man. Still essential without working for the man. All I need is an app and a map and a plan. When everybody is shopping, it gets crowded when people are marching and shouting. Still got a lot to do, even when the world is stopping. Anyone could be sick and there's something I'll never doubt it. It's weird because everybody's here, but it's like nobody's there when everybody's aware of the tear. Stay 6 feet if you care for me, the sound fair.
Though I still feel so surrounded, 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 surrounded.
COVID-19, I'm trying to avoid 2020. The whole year was destroyed, especially thinking of Kobe Bryant and George Floyd and so many more. Every day people die, you can say goodbye, it happens in the blink of an eye. Many could be prevented if you gave it a try. To care about others as you do for yourself to get by is
empty.
Like a bottle without the drink, no
entry.
Don't even try to think it's
plenty.
The time to have a number two
risky.
Invite family in time, I bet you
miss me.
I clear my mind, it was really
misty.
Trying to worry on if I make it to 50. Wash your body, some people are so filthy. That's why I don't stay surrounded. Cause I need my space. Someone deniable when I plead my case. Super transparent with the truth. Even if I got a mask on, you can still see my face. I won't be passive and intervene the scene without fear. I just hope the time's passing when y'all get the green to reconvene this year. So we can't all be surrounded.
So empty, people walking, but now all gone. It's time to see through the mask. Your face back here.
welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Wolves and Sheep, that's Love and Hate on Max Inc. Radio, Civic Media. We are local music. Hey, thanks to Herd of Bison for stopping in the studio tonight. Really appreciate the guys. A lot of fun. Next time, we're going to have some pizza. Ty Christian from Mad With Power Fest is in the house. We're going to talk about that sold-out show. And maybe We might have a ticket for you. Right now is Todd Phipps and Hitting the Road on Max Inc. Radio Civic Media. We are local music.
Care of this, get after that, the things I do to make my bread.
Maxine Radio and Civic Media, Todd Phipps there, hitting the road. That's from his Recombobulation album that came out not too long ago. It's a really good album, too. You can find it up on Bandcamp if you want to get it down into your podcast or whatever you call that. Hey, be sure to check out civicmedia.us for the latest podcast from all your favorite shows across the network here. There's some good ones, too. They got the Up North News, As Goes Wisconsin, Town Call, the Ton Albo Show, Matt Flynn, of course, the Devil's Advocates, and Maxine Radio Podcast
are
up there,
us.
Too. Yes, and us.
And us.
I'm giving love to the network, you know?
Uh-huh.
A lot of great content up there. You can download the podcast right now at civicmedia.us, Hometown Radio Refreshed. Rocker, we got Maxine and Kevy coming up. Kind of a sad starting note for Heavy tonight because we're paying tribute to Joey Jonas from Bad Year, who passed away last week.
I'm so sorry about that. Yeah.
Me too. I was kind of shocked. And, you know, you find this stuff out on social media.
Of course.
You know, in your morning scrolling or something like that, boom, there's the news.
And it just kind of hits you in the face. Yeah.
It's a horrible way to find that out. Mm. Super excited. Kaylin Cole, she's here in the new studio. We're going to get her sound checked. And she's live in the Devil's Lair presented by the Aaron Weber Group, the most trusted name in real estate. It was fun to see Aaron tonight.
Oh, he is a blast.
He is a goof. Yeah, lots of fun. Lots of fun.
All right, stick around. We got Ty Christian in the studio next. We're going to talk about the sold-out Mad With Power Fest at the Sylvie.
Shop local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Civic Media and Mad Radio 92.7 present the Max Inc. Matinee Concert Series. Sunday, August 20th at the High Noon Saloon, featuring the debut of Electromag, Seven Seasons Deep, and Iron Plow. Doors open at noon, the rock starts at 1, and you're out of there by 4. It's the Max Inc. Matinee Concert Series, Sunday, August 20th at the High Noon Saloon. For tickets, go to high-noon.com.
Today's Random Thought brought to you by Aaron Weber Group. Cows. That's the thought. Cows. You probably thought it was going to be about how the Aaron Weber Group can get you the best price when buying or selling, with updated market reports and instant property value quotes. Virtual or in-person meetings, too. You ever wonder if cows think about where they move to? Cows trust movetomadison.com, and so can you. Brought to you by the heifer of all first Webers, the Aaron Weber Group. Movetomadison.com. Really, there's no bull here.
Are you hungry? Let's get a tomato pie from Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Livingston Street in Madison, Monona Drive, and Main Street, Sun Prairie. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie now at salvatorestomatopies.com.
This is Fang Von Killenstein from Lords of the Tridents.
And Killius Maximus.
And you're listening to Max Inc. Radio.
Radio for the people.
Baby!
An industry that started in America should stay in America. At Ignite Glass and Gifts, we strive to offer tons of American-made products, most of which we create by hand in our glassblowing shop. You'll know your product will have thicker, longer-lasting glass, and it's artistically made right here at home. Madison's favorite for glass gifts and vape. Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road. Keep it American-made at Ignite.
Where can you buy goods from around the globe, knowing your purchase is also making a difference? It's Ethical Trade Co. in Madison. Ethical Trade Co. is a nonprofit. Product sales help end human trafficking by creating more opportunities for the artists. Shop online anytime at ethicaltradeco.com or in person Fridays and Saturdays at 3565 Tulane Avenue across from Schenck Elementary in Madison. ethicaltradeco.com. Goods for a better world.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
First night in the brand new studio, pushing all the brand new buttons, telling people, hey, you can't put your beer on this table.
How dare you, sir? I'll put my beer wherever I want. How dare you?
Ty Christian.
Oh, man, the one and only.
How's it going, guys?
Good, man. Good
What's
to see
happening?
You.
Oh,
it's good to be here in this brand new studio. Holy cow. You got a couch. You got a TV.
It's weird.
It's amazing. There's people hanging
there
out.
There is.
You know?
Everybody's getting to know each other.
I got frisked in the door. They said, are you carrying any guns or knives? Oh, and I said, no guns, but like, here's the trident. Here's the knives. Right. Just, you know.
Left the fire. So we were joking earlier today. First of all, I think it's only fitting that you're here tonight on our first night in this studio because your history with us with Max Inc. Radio has gone back since the beginning of Max Inc. Radio and almost the beginning of Lords of the Trident.
That's true. The first, wasn't it the first interview you guys did was us down in your basement?
I can't remember if it was you or Wall of Funk.
Pretty sure you said it was us. And the one thing that I remember distinctly from that interview is all of us coming into your house and just being amazed at the amount of cats that was that were there. The cats were included with the interview, and I will say we've never had a better interview. Because I did, like, you know, now we have to put that on our rider. You know, must have at least two or three cats.
Right. Oh, I love you know. That.
We need to have a cat here.
Yeah.
For sure.
All right. Now, I was just going to say, though, that I think Lords of the Trident is tied for the band that's been on the cover of Maximum Inc. Music Magazine the most. Mm-hmm. The first time they had a pirate in the band, Jimmy.
That's true.
Tell us about the pirate.
I never saw you with a pirate.
We did, yeah. For many years, we had Captain Bloodbeard was our bassist for many years, and yeah, I mean, like, our big dumb faces have been on Max Inc. Radio for Max Inc. Magazine and also Max Inc. Radio, I suppose, for many years, and we've gone through some lineup changes, but you know, knock on wood, this will be the final lineup change. No one is allowed to quit the band at this point.
That's great.
I've spent so much money on band photos. I told them, I'm like, listen, no one's quitting. No one.
For those that don't know, what is the lineup right now in Lords of the Trident?
Right. So Fang von Killenstein. You caught me on that one. He just played the promo from like 700 years ago. Yeah. Fang von Rathenstein. That's me. There's a fun story about that. Ask me later on a few beers. And we've got, of course, Baron Torian Hellishar, the lead guitarist. We've got Akira Metal, the other lead guitarist. We've got Pontifex Mortis, the lead bassist, and Master Herc Schlagzeuger on lead drums.
Oh, it's so good.
And that is the current lineup, and all of them are absolutely incredible musicians of renown and fame.
Worldly battles. Yes.
Worldly battles.
You don't have any guitar players. You only have lead guitar players.
Yeah. We have to specify because everybody's a lead. You know, I mean, like, if we might bring somebody in, later, they won't be a lead guitarist. But these two guys are lead. Anytime we have guests, they're the supplemental guitarists or whatever.
And I want to ask you real quick. We were talking about this earlier. Yeah. Japan.
Yeah.
You did Japan, and you're going to go do Japan again next year because everybody loved you so much.
We toured Japan in December of 2022. It was literally a month after Japan opened.
Oh, wow.
And so it was a wild time. We sold out half of the shows.
That's amazing.
In Japan. Mm-hmm. We did eight shows, sold out half of them. The other half were like pretty packed, most of them. And the fans over there were just wild. Absolutely. Like, there was a dude who saw us in Nagoya on a Monday night, like on a whim. He's like, well, I'll go see the show. You know, and it was in like a neighborhood next to like an elementary school. It was the weirdest venue ever. And he was just like, well, I don't know, you know, check these guys out. And he was in the front row and he loved it. He followed us for the next 5 days.
Oh my gosh.
That's amazing.
On the rest of the tour. One of my favorite memories from this tour was in Kobe. We did two nights in Kobe. And the first night in Kobe, we were in this place called Padama. And there was this, like, probably 90-year-old woman, this grandma, sitting at a desk, at one of those, like, high-top tables, you know, in the venue. Yep. And she was just, what, you know, there's four other bands, and she was just sitting there and just nodding her head, like, yeah, these are, you know, good music, just kind of clapping along. And I'm like, oh, she's here to see one of the other bands. You know, she's like a grandma of somebody. And then we take the stage, we headline, and she's up at the barricade.
Grandma started a mosh pit.
And she is headbanging and like throwing her fist in the air. And I'm like, Grandma, God dang, Grandma, what the heck? You know, I did not get to meet her after the show. I didn't get her name. She left right away after we stopped. After our final show, she's like, I gotta go to bed.
Yeah.
Did you call her out from stage? I mean, in hindsight,
we did.
Oh, you did.
Oh,
you
know, that's so cool.
One of the great things too is that like so I one of my majors, one of the three majors I did here at UW-Madison was I like to keep busy, I guess.
Show off.
Was Japanese. So I got to use my Japanese and I got to do Japanese stage banter with people. And you, like, listen, the faces of people when, you know, the dudes from America take the stage, and then all of a sudden the guy starts like talking to you in rapid fire Japanese. They were like, they were just like, they like their brain couldn't process it.
Wow.
They were trying to speak to me in English, and then I'd speak to them in Japanese, and they'd be like, you know, like they couldn't speak Japanese anymore. It was wild.
Oh, I love you know? That.
We did a Japanese cover of a Japanese band's Japanese thrash band called Anthem. We did a cover of one of their songs, and that just killed every night. So it was a fabulous tour. We're going back in 2025.
Oh my God.
We're bringing another band with us this time. And actually, I can kind of sort of, I suppose, announce this here.
Ooh, breaking news.
On Mac. I can't tell you who it is, but what I will tell you is that I have actually partnered with a booking agency in Nagoya and a tour and like a guided tour agency out of LA. And we are going to facilitate a bunch of other bands to go to Japan, a bunch of other mid-level power metal bands, a bunch of bands on smaller labels, people who, you know, previously Japan would be completely off limits to them. We're going to make that connection now. And I'm doing it for other bands completely free. It's just making that facilitation, making those tours happen.
Are you interested in helping other bands develop fetishes of bidets as well?
Oh my God.
Oh,
listen,
no.
Listen, you have to be careful when you start talking to me about Japanese toilets, because I can spend the entire night.
Yeah, we don't have this much
the
time.
The entire night talking about Japanese toilet technology. All I will say is everybody listening right now should own a Japanese toilet. There's no reason for you not to.
Do you have one?
Oh, I got two. When we bought our house, the first thing, I changed the locks and I put a Japanese toilet in. That's the first thing I did.
He had a party.
Why did I not know?
He had a party revolving around the Japanese toilet.
Yeah.
I was there. Mrs. K came.
And
as a requirement, you had to bring up dish to pash and use the bidet.
Yep.
Yeah.
You had to. You remember? Okay, you remember
who
the
brought beans?
Oh, gosh.
Do you remember in the pandemic when there was a toilet paper shortage?
Mm-hmm.
I don't because I never needed it.
Show off.
Because I never needed it. And that's why you need a Japanese toilet.
God. Oh my
Ty Christian
goodness.
From Lords of the Trident, Mad with Power Fest.
I am.
Speaking of sold out shows.
Oh, wait. So, he has news.
So I, you know, this was confusing to many people. I put on social media, mm-hmm. It's not sold out. We outsold.
Mm.
We outsold the other biggest power metal fest in North America. So this means that Mad with Power Fest here in Madison, Wisconsin is North America. That includes Canada, USA, and Mexico. North America's biggest power metal festival is right here in Madison, Wisconsin.
Amazing. Wow.
Because we outsold the other big festival down in Atlanta, which who shall remain nameless.
There's a bit of rival.
There's a little bit of rivalry.
I would call this a big rivalry.
It revolves around some broken promises and some, you know, some payola that we've uncovered. And I'm not going to go into details, but you know, there's a guy who is not doing good down there, and we spent the last 7 years trying to take over, and we've finally done it. We've taken
you
over.
You have done the slow crawl to do this too, starting in small clubs.
It's you know, Ty's slow creeping revenge is what it is.
Tell us about Mad
Don't
with
take
Power.
Him off.
Tell us about the atmosphere, what you have.
I'm
going to
tell you,
the bands.
Mad with Power Fest is a 2-day festival. It's at the Sylvie this year. Woo. We still have 250 tickets available.
Oh.
We are 82.
You heard it here first.
We are 82.5% sold out, I believe, at the moment.
Oh, that's
and we basically, it is a 2-day heavy metal, thrash metal, power metal festival. But that's not all, because you might say, well, Ty, there's a lot of these festivals everywhere in the Yes. We take it one step further. Not only is there bands, not only is there amazing atmosphere, but we fill the Sylvie with free play, arcade, and pinball. So if there's a band that's not to your liking, if you know this guy isn't your cup of tea, just turn around and play some, you know, play some pinball, play some Miss Pac-Man, just go wild.
So good.
Everything's on free play. So it's it is a fan forward festival. We try to take advantage of all of the, you know, of all the stuff we've offered and give everybody a really good time.
And that's at the Sylvie here in Madison.
Yep.
If people wanted to get tickets right now, you said only 250 tickets are left. How do we do that?
They are at madwithpowerfest.com. And you can grab a general admission. Everything else is sold out. Silver VIP, gold VIP, sponsorship VIP. Those sold out in 10 minutes. Everything else is general admission. So you can grab a general admission ticket, and I believe we're going to give one away here.
I was just going to ask
the radio.
Oh,
I have one more. I've got one more.
Wait, what's the phone number?
844-967-2789. 844-967-2789.
Hold on, man. My thumbs are slow.
Rocker, you can't call your own hotline.
Why not? Call or text on the Civic Media app.
What is this, like Rice Krispies?
If you want to go to Madwood Power Fest.
Oh, my gosh.
You guys are out of control tonight. If you want to go to Madwood Power Fest. Give us a call right now. I'll take the first caller, 844-967-2789. So Madwood Power Fest, give us the details one more time. The date?
Yep, date's next week, or is it? My brain is so fried, I don't even know what week it is. So it's Friday and Saturday, 18th and 19th, I think, probably. That's probably correct. It's next week. It's next week, Friday and Saturday.
I have a calendar. I can look
and,
for
it. That's correct.
Yeah, that's correct. 18th and 19th, 2 days. It's going to be a lot of fun. You guys should get there. 12 bands, over 50 arcade cabinets, and a Quake deathmatch arena. It's going to be just incredible. Yes.
Deathmatch arena. I like that.
You are the best.
Ty, I love you, man.
I love you, too.
Congratulations with all the success.
No
thank you.
Kidding.
We'll see you at Mad with Power Fest. Say hi to E-Dub, because I know he helps you there,
I certainly
too.
Will. Where's the cats here, by the way? Where are the cats?
Now that I know the story, there will be cats.
Mm-hmm. I'll be coming over to use your bidet, man.
Okay, sounds good.
Can you get the cats to use the bidet? Well, that's another subject.
We'll try it next time.
Lords of the Trident, the Metal Sea on Max Inc. Radio. Oh we'll be right back. Lords of the Trident in the Middle Sea on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music from 2011. Thanks to Ty for coming in and sharing the news about Mad with Power Fest. There's only 250 tickets left. Make sure you get online and search for how do you get tickets for that right now. Hey, Kaylin Cole, she is here. She's warming up live in the Devil's Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. We'll get to her in just a couple minutes. Right now, it's Linda and the Zeros and Time. It's Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media. We are local music.
Like a thief into the night, stole away my precious time with you, oh, and then it ran away. You've got to walk right in time, I'll lose your step. Like a dance that's interrupted, oh, I feel my patience slip away.
Thank you. paper, tough as nails, crafty as a jigsaw, rugged like a wrench. But I'm trapped in a vice grip because of you. Lord, I'll give back all the rest. Just let me keep the best. Lord, I'll give back all the rest. Just let me keep the best. Lord, I'll give back all the rest. Just let me keep the best.
You found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Did you know the Wisconsin State Fair is 172 years old? It still celebrates the industries important to our state's history, like agriculture. But every year, new attractions and items are added. This year, there's more than 100 new foods to try. So what do you think topped the culinary list last year? Flamin' hot Cheetos, chicken on a stick, deep-fried old-fashioned, or pino pretzel popper brat? The answer's coming up. The Wisconsin State Fair didn't start in its current home of West Allis. The first was in Janesville along the Rock River, then moved to different locations the next 40 years. The original cream puff has been around almost as long. Close to 400,000 are gobbled up every year. So which food was number one last year? It was the pino pretzel popper brat. It came out on top. The State Fair is a true slice of Wisconsin, and it runs through August 13th. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
It's What's on Tap for the Chippewa Valley. 93.5 The Tap.